Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump said Thursday he will leave the White House if the Electoral College votes for President-elect Joe Biden by the December deadline. Trump's comment to reporters at the White House was the closest he has come to conceding the November 3rd election, even as he repeated his unfounded claims of massive voter fraud. The president said it would be hard for him to concede under the current circumstances and declined to say whether he would attend Biden's inauguration on January the 20th. Desperate efforts by Trump and his aides to overturn results in key states, either by lawsuits or by pressuring state legislators, have failed, and he is running out of options. Authorities in Zimbabwe say rescuers are trying to reach at least 40 miners trapped underground after a shaft in a disused gold mine collapsed. Families of some of the people trapped have been keeping vigil since the incident occurred late Wednesday at the town of Bindura, well north of the capital, Harare. The head of the Zimbabwe Miners Federation said Thursday that six miners were rescued and taken to the hospital, but their condition was not immediately made available. Mining is a major source of foreign currency for Zimbabwe, where gold alone accounts for about 60% of its exports. Burkina Faso President Roch Kabore has won re-election by a comfortable margin, preliminary results show on Thursday, after an election marred by insecurity that prevented swaths of the West African country from voting. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Australia's second largest state, once the country's COVID-19 hotspot, said on Friday it has gone 28 days without detecting any new infections, a benchmark widely cited as eliminating the virus from the community. The state also has zero active cases after the last COVID-19 patient was discharged from the hospital this week, a far cry from August when Victoria recorded more than 700 cases in one day, and active infections totaled nearly 8,000. A Turkish court handed down life sentences to more than 300 military and civilian personnel for their roles in a failed coup against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's government back in July of 2016. 70 other people were acquitted in the trial 3 years ago, while some prison sentences of between six and 16 years were handed down. The takeover attempt left more than 250 people dead and 2,000 injured. The incident led to a massive crackdown. 130,000 people were fired from their government jobs. The defendants were also accused of working at the behest of U.S.-based cleric Abdullah Gulen, who was accused of masterminding the action. He has denied any wrongdoing, and Turkey has sought his extradition. Well, the body of World Cup football winner Diego Maradona was driven in a procession from the presidential palace where he had been lying in state Thursday to a Bella Vista cemetery for the soccer legend's funeral. Mourners who had been waiting in line to pay their respects at the Casa Rosada clashed with police in nearby streets. Officers used water cannons to disperse some of those who crammed the city streets to say goodbye to their hero. Meanwhile, in Naples, fans streamed to the Napoli Stadium to say their goodbyes to the Argentine star who died Wednesday out of a heart attack at the age of 60. Spain's capital, Madrid, turned on its capital Christmas lights on Thursday, spending more than last year to illuminate 30 additional streets and squares despite a sharp economic downturn driven by the coronavirus pandemic. The lights are usually an important tourist attraction, but this year there are fewer people on the streets due to the pandemic. The cost of lighting more than 200 decorated streets budgeted at nearly $4 million, slightly higher than last year's budget. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.